Welcome to Baby Boomer in Bosnia. I'm David, and this is the podcast where I share real stories about life, culture, and everyday experiences as a 70-something immigrant in Bosnia and Herzegovina. From quirky traditions to slow village life, I'll take you behind the scenes of what it's really like to retire in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So grab a coffee, or maybe a rakia, and let's get started. Hello, and welcome to this brand new podcast. My name is David, and I live in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And as you most probably can tell from my accent, I'm not from Bosnia and Herzegovina. I've lived here for over 22 years. And this is a first for me, because this podcast is a personal anecdotal podcast, which basically means that it's me and sometimes my wife Tamara and a microphone and you wherever you are, either, I don't know, preparing some vegetables in the kitchen, driving the kids to school, or in the gym doing a workout, or just want something relaxing but informative and hopefully entertaining to listen to. So not a lot of editing here, just me, basically. And my stories about living in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I wanted to create, I think that's the best way of describing it, to create an archive, a memoir of my life. I'm over 72 now, and I'm definitely on the path out of life's garden. Happens to us all, so I wanted to do that and leave something for both my children and my grandchildren to have, so they know a little bit about their grandfather's life. But I'm not, and I know this, so I'm not even going to try it, I'm not a writer. So memoirs, I don't think, are for me. And my first love, media-wise, has always been audio. And I'm sure I'm going to talk about how I got interested in media, and especially radio, in a future episode. And I'm looking at the moment, while I'm talking about memoirs, at a book in my small library called Me and 13 Tanks by a former boss and very good friend of mine, Peter McDonough, who died sadly from cancer some years ago, and who gave me my first real, well, one of the first real radio jobs. I'd been a soldier from the age of 15 when I joined the British Army as an apprentice soldier, but I always wanted to be a radio DJ. Some people want to be aircraft pilots, train drivers, whatever, but I wanted to be a radio DJ. So fortunately for me, I'd managed to do the two things that I wanted in my life. Yep, be a soldier and travel the world, and also to be a radio DJ. And it's because of both those things coming together that I actually ended up coming to Bosnia-Herzegovina and staying here. Because I fell in love with the country first, but I just thought it's just another beautiful place to be. Sometime later, I met Tamara, and yeah, we lived together for 17 years and then got married, decided we better do the right thing. And so that's where I am here now, and about to get my permanent residency. And I'll be talking a little bit about that journey as well. The aim of this podcast is not to have flashy editing and soundscapes and all the rest of it. If you want to have one of those types of podcasts about Bosnia-Herzegovina, I have my second podcast. It's called An Englishman in the Balkans. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And there I talk about all sorts of things about living here and, you know, if you wanted to retire here, what you could and couldn't do. I talk to a lot of interesting people that have, in some shape, size or form, a connection with Bosnia and Herzegovina. So if that's what you like, I would really recommend that you do that. But for this podcast, it's just, yeah, personal storytelling. So who am I? Well, yeah, I'm a Brit. I was born in West Kensington in London back in 1953. We moved into the suburbs then at the end of the Underground Railway, the Tube, to a place called Hounslow West. It's not the end of the Tube anymore. It goes on to Heathrow Airport now. But back then, we'd moved from in the city. I remember when we got off the train for the last, I think, eight stops. There was no tunnel anymore, maybe more than eight stops. And I was just amazed. It was just trees and fields and everything, which, if you know anything about London and the suburbs, Hounslow and Hounslow West is no longer in the suburbs. It's just like the centre, really. Over 50 years or more, it's just been building, building, building. But we moved out there, and that's where I lived, and until I joined the army in 1968 as an apprentice tradesman. And yeah, I had a full career with the military. In 1993, I'd been working for British Forces Radio, and you'll find out how that came about. And we had a project and came to be with the British troops who are part of the United Nations Protection Force. And that's where I spent 10 days in Bosnia and Herzegovina back in 1993, around the Tomislavgrad area. And it wasn't very pleasant, to be honest. I don't think any war is pleasant, right? But that really hit me about how unpleasant it was. And when I left, I never, ever thought that I would ever come back. But the situation changed, and I'd left the regular army by that time anyway. I left in early 1993. But I did join the reserves and came back in 1998 as part of the NATO Stabilization Force called S4. And I thought I was going to Sarajevo to be a media spokesperson, but I actually ended up coming to Banja Luka and, yeah, launching a really cool project that had to do with broadcasting. It's because of being here and traveling around. I should have been here for 6 months, but the project lasted until 2005. I stayed from cradle to grave. In that time, I'd met Tamara, and then I disappeared to work around the world, but always coming back here as my home, to this village where I'm sat today with the sun gloriously coming through some of the windows that I've got in this little building that was built specially for me. I've got the blinds down right in front of me, otherwise I would be blinded. But yeah, it's the middle of March in 2025, and hopefully now spring is coming and that'll be brilliant. So that's a little bit about me. All these stories about me coming here, although it won't be in sequence, you'll find out why an Englishman actually ended up here, or this particular Englishman ended up here in the Western Balkans. So why start this podcast and what is it about? Well, I had a YouTube channel called An Englishman in the Balkans for many, many years. If you go to YouTube now, I don't think I've hidden it because I just didn't want to do that anymore. I do have a baby boomer in Bosnia as a second YouTube channel that I've just started recently, about 3 months ago. Very few subscribers at the moment, but we're getting there. And I'm just trialing out making very basic videos there. But I've been telling stories and chatting to people who find it quite interesting. And it wasn't until I went to New Jersey last month, in fact, to visit my youngest daughter, Victoria, my son-in-law, Rob, and my two wonderful grandsons, Noah and Jack. And we were sat in the kitchen just chatting away and, I suppose, reminiscing. And there's a lot of things that my daughter didn't know that I'd done and the background to it all. And she said, "It's super interesting, and you need to write this down so that the boys will be able to find out all about you in years to come when you're no longer here." On that long flight back from Newark in New Jersey to Zagreb via Frankfurt, I thought, well, is there such a thing? So I've researched it online, and it seems that personal anecdotal podcasts, they might not be the most popular form of podcast that people want to listen to, but I want to give it a go. So if you are listening to this, please do get in touch. I'm not after reviews or anything like that, but if you have any questions, or even if you're listening and you would like to do me the most amazing favor that will cost you 30 seconds or 60 seconds of your time, in the show notes is the email address for this podcast. Just send me an email just saying, David, I'm listening to you from wherever. It doesn't matter where it is in the world. Just your first name and the location, and I'd like to build a Google map and put you all on there, like my community, my storytelling community. So that's what's really inspired me to do this, a baby boomer in Bosnia podcast. I'm not going to do seasons, just straight episodes, and there'll be stories about what's happening now. I think there's a bit of turmoil going on. Well, I know there's a lot of turmoil going on in Bosnia-Herzegovina at the moment. One entity wants to break away from the others. It's a political crisis that hasn't been this bad in 30 years since the end of the war in the 1990s. I have people contacting me on WhatsApp saying, David, are you safe? What is happening? So I think the next episode, I'll talk a little bit about that, but it's from my opinion only. So it's David's opinion. I'm not saying things for political parties or anything like that. The experiences I have had, it might be when Tamara's making something extra traditional, like Begova Chorba, which is a bay's soup. I've got myself a couple of remote microphones and a really super duper recorder that I can connect them with Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, one of the two. And we might stand in the kitchen and do an episode about that, maybe, if she wants to. If she doesn't, I can put the recipe below for you. So there'll be some of that, maybe one or two episodes in the car. If Tam and I are feeling chatty, I might even go for a walk and record while I'm walking. And as I say, there's no sort of logical progression to the topics that I'll talk about. So that's what you can expect, some storytelling, my personal reflections, and I'm only posting them here. I'm not on Instagram or any of the other social media platforms. I will be putting this on Substack. I have a Substack and I have a blog as well. I'll put all those links into the show notes that go with this. So who is the podcast for? Well, you're listening, aren't you? I think it's for expats, retirees, travelers, or anyone that's curious about life here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So if you've picked up on listening to this and you know anybody that's an expat living somewhere else, or somebody that's retiring and thinking of, I don't want to live in the country where I am at the moment because I can't afford it, etc. Because it's very, very affordable. Let's put it politely, very affordable here. Or somebody, or maybe yourself, thinking of where could I go on holiday or where could I go and explore that is off the beaten track? Well, this is certainly a place to do that. Or just anybody that says, Balkans, Bosnia, what's that? Then please do share a link to this podcast. And I think what you'll gain from tuning in, and I'm going to do these twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays, which, by the way, are the days that I put out my Englishman in the Balkans podcast. So I can produce them during the week and out they go together. And it might be actually that this might take over from doing the video side of life. But as I said, I'm trying to do this for people to go back and listen to my life. So should something, you know, I'm going to go at one stage in my life, right? Even the Dalai Lama said next year when he's 90, he's going to tell the world about the reincarnation of the Dalai Lama. I am not that fortunate, and I'm not a person that's going to get that. But it would be nice for people, I don't know, if they look up, what did David Bailey do during his life on whatever their browser of choice is, and maybe this will pop up. So yeah, that's the introduction episode from me. I hope that the quality of recording is okay. Let me know. On occasions, you might hear me drinking tea. I do drink Bosnian coffee. I love it to bits, but it has more caffeine in it than would be used to kill a racehorse. I mean, it is really, really strong, but it's absolutely beautiful. But you wouldn't want to drink too many of those in a day. Having said that, we'll be looking at the concept of chaif, which is the way that the Bosnian people, regardless of their ethnic background, chill out. But there's some things that I do like that are British. I haven't gone native, as somebody once said, David, you've gone native. I have not gone native. I like drinking builder's tea, you know, Yorkshire tea bags, but so strong with just a splodge of milk and one sugar. That's something that I really did miss, and I've managed to keep that going because people that come to visit me, like Mike from the UK, when they come to Banja Luka, they bring me some boxes of tea bags. When I was in the military, we used to have the NAFI, which is the Navy, Army, Air Forces Institute, and they popped up everywhere where there's a mission and opened like a place where you could go for tea and sandwiches, somewhere that you could go and relax. And we used to have breaks in the morning and in the afternoon, and we used to call them NAFI breaks. And when I was in Afghanistan, in the NAFI, they were selling white mugs with the NAFI logo on it, and it says NAFI break. And this, which I've just put down on the desk, is my NAFI break mug, and I've just had a cup of tea. So, episode one, welcome to a baby boomer in Bosnia with me, David Bailey. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. If you'd like to tell me where you're listening from, send me an email to the email address in the show notes. If there's anything that you would particularly like to know about me or the country, ask me there. If you want to find out more about Bosnia and Herzegovina from my perspective, there is my blog, and I have a Substack newsletter as well that goes out every week. Those links will be there too. So, vidimo se opet, which means I'll see you again. Please stay safe. Thanks for listening to A Baby Boomer in Bosnia. If you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Want to connect with me? Well, you can find me on my blog, my Substack newsletter, or my YouTube channel, whose links are in the show notes. And if you've got questions or topics you'd love me to cover, then drop me a message by email. The email address is in the show notes. I'd love to hear from you. So, until next time, vidimo se opet. I'll see you again.